Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How did your kid spend your money without your permission or above an allotted amount? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. Tell us the story. See if you can top what happened to my friend. All right. My friend Cindy, her daughter London, goes on a field trip. What is the educational basis of this field trip? I still have yet to figure that out. But they go to a River Cats game.
Well, why couldn't that just be a fun field trip?
Are field trips supposed to be fun?
I think it's okay if they are.
I digress.
I know.
You can have a choice. You can either get a sacked lunch that the school provides, or you could get something at where the River Cats play. And she said, okay, you just here's my credit card. Go ahead and go to the game, get yourself something to eat for lunch. And London goes, great. She's in sixth grade. She comes back. My friend Cindy looks at the credit card statement, and there is a lot of money there. Too much money. Way too much money. And then she starts going through, and she's like, what happened? And London was very sweet, and she said, well, my friend didn't choose sacked lunch and didn't have anything for lunch, so she didn't have anything for lunch, so I used your card to buy her lunch too. Obviously that is fine. That's an act of kindness. That's very sweet. Well, then there was another friend.
Okay.
And then I believe there was another friend.
Okay.
And then somebody wanted something from the gift store.
No.
And when it was all said and done, she showed me, she even screen captured like all the purchases that were there. And it was like here's $7.50, $9.70, there's $20, $29. Like,
oh my God.
And then it was all broken down, and she made her daughter write down an itemized list as to who owes and how much money. Caitlin's on the hook for $45.
Well, Caitlin got a sweatshirt.
Annabelle spent $24. I mean, people went crazy on Dippin' Dots and cotton candy and drinks.
Now, does her daughter not know how a debit card works?
I think she did, but she also thought, it's not real money.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably not. And it made me think, like, okay, whenever we hear stories from people whose kids spent money when they weren't supposed to, or more than they were allowed to, always a funny story. Not at the time, but always a funny story. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning.
All right, so is this your son or daughter?
This is actually my cousin.
Oh, your cousin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spent your money?
They did.
Okay, what was it?
They spent $250 on Pokemon Go.
What?
Yeah.
How? I don't know.
In the game, there's little bonuses. And and they just kept spending. Like, it was all at once. They just kind of kept buying them over and over and over. And then it racked up to $250.
Insane. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. We put this up on Facebook. What are some of the stories we got on Facebook?
Christina said that her mom was letting her son use her phone to play like a car game, like a car app. And he racked up $300 onto her card because he was like upgrading things on the car app. And what's funny is she told her mom, just so you know, be careful because he can rack stuff up on your credit card. And her mom insisted that her credit card was not attached to Google Play, so it was fine.
And sure enough, it was.
Julie said in January she had COVID. Oh, this sucks. And she was just like out of it. And her son used that opportunity to get on her phone while she was asleep and purchased 2 plushies from Amazon. Dina said that her 6-year-old decided to purchase $500
On what?
In movies on Xfinity.
What? Like pay-per-view?
I mean, she
said... Is that still a thing?
She said Marvel, Jurassic Park, Fast and Furious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Just to find out, I'm sure that they're all streaming somewhere for free.
Of course. This is so funny. Catherine said that when her son was about 7, he got a package in the mail from China, and she was like... What is this package? Why are you getting a package in the mail? And he goes, oh, yeah, Mom, I forgot to tell you. I won that on your eBay. And then Miranda said, because some people just don't want to have fun, unpopular opinion, but this doesn't happen to responsible parents.
Oh, get out of here, Karen. Well, the last one that was also an in-game purchase, but it's the most we saw. It got texted into 909-1065. Game jewels in some sort of game, and it was $3,000.
What? Okay, but how is there not like a limit after you hit $200? Be like, something's wrong here.
Right. There should be something in these apps that like signal somebody, be like, hey,
this is a baby did this.
this can't possibly be a grown up with a grown up brain.
Right.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.